Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, I'll be doing a special player spotlight on this legendary icon of the game, Lynette Woodard. Been looking forward to this one, so just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, as I promised, I wanted to bring you a special episode, and this will be that special episode. I want to do a player spotlight, guys. This player has been in the news quite a bit lately, and it's a person we kind of forgot about, but with the exploits of Caitlin Clark passing all these different records, first Kelsey Plum, and then she passed this lady here that I'm going to speak about, and her coach actually, Lisa Bluder, actually mentioned that the record didn't seem real until she passed the person I'm about to speak about, and that's Lynette Woodard. So let us begin. Lynette was born August 12, 1959 in Wichita, Kansas. She was a guard slash forward, but she pretty much played just about every position needed on her team. She was about 6 feet tall, but she played much taller than that, guys. Her parents were Lou Jean, that was her father, and her mother, Dorothy. Her brother, Daryl, introduced her to the game of basketball. Actually, what they did was they used a couple of rolled up socks and they would shoot hoops in the house until her parents bought them a hoop set that they could have out back. And that's where it all began for Lynette. She would hone her game on that hoop set there and also playing in the local YMCAs and so forth. We fast forward to high school. She went to Wichita North, and at Wichita North, she helped her team to win 2 state championships for the state of Kansas. Her first season was actually in 1975 as a sophomore, and that's where she won her first title, and then 1977 as a senior. And oh, by the way, it was the same high school that Barry Sanders attended. Barry Sanders, we know, the NFL great running back, who's a Hall of Famer as well. In her 39-point performance in the semifinals in 1977 versus Wichita Heights stood as the all-time state record for 10 years until it was broken. In her 113-point run in that same season was an all-time record for 13 years. Before it being broken by another Kansas legend, Jackie Stiles. She decides to stay local by attending the University of Kansas, despite receiving many letters from different universities and colleges across the country. But with that would come traveling to those places to visit. So Lynette and her family, they took a bus ride to the University of Kansas, and she fell in love with the university. So that's where she ended up attending, guys. And she was there under the tutelage of legendary coach Marion Washington, who actually is on the ballot for the Hall of Fame herself, actually for this coming class of 2024. The goal simply was to utilize Lynette in any way they could, meaning that she was able to play all 5 positions on the team and for her to have the ball in her hands. Her teams would make 3 AIAW, that was the governing body for women's basketball at the time, because the NCAAs, they did not have control of women's basketball at the time. So her teams would make 3 AIAW, and that stands for Association for Intercollegiate Athletics for Women. So she made 3 of their sectionals, which is the equivalent of the NCAA tournaments. And then once they made a NWIT tournament, which is now known as the Women's NIT. Her total record during her time at Kansas was 108 wins, and 32 losses, guys. That's 77 win percentage. She was a four-time All-American. She won both the Wade Trophy and the Broderick Award, which we now know as the Honda Sports Award. And she won those both as a senior, guys, in 1981. She graduated from Kansas with a bachelor's in speech, communications, and human relations. She became the all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball when she passed Cindy Brogdon in a game versus Stephen F. Austin. And this took place on January 6, 1981. A record that she held for 43 years. So Lynette obviously had a prestigious career at the University of Kansas, guys. She began playing for Team USA in 1979 at the Universidad Games that would later become the FISU World University Games. And there, that's where she won her first gold medal. She was set to make her Olympic debut in 1980, but that was the year where the U.S. boycotted the 1980 Olympics that were held in Moscow. So Lynette was not afforded an opportunity to participate in those Olympics. But she would then have to wait until 1984 to play in the Olympics for Team USA, coached by the late, great Pat Summitt. And on that team, first of all, she was the captain of that team. But on that team was Teresa Edwards of Georgia, the great Cheryl Miller. I've highlighted her on this podcast before, playing out of USC, along with her teammate Pam McGee and Donovan, who played for Old Dominion, Janice Lawrence, who played for La Tech, Denise Curry as well was on that team. And also Kim Mulkey, who we now know she played at La Tech, but now she's the LSU coach. And that team won gold, guys. I'll talk more about her gold medal exploits, well, her Team USA exploits later. She played overseas after college. She played in countries like Italy. She also played in Japan also. In 1982... after coming home from Italy, she would take a job as an academic advisor and volunteer assistant coach at her alma mater, Kansas. In between her stints overseas, she became the first woman selected to play with the Harlem Globetrotters, and this occurred in 1985. At the time, the Harlem Globetrotters were looking for a female player, and thanks to Lynette's cousin, Hubert Geese Osby, he suggested that she try out for the team, which she did, along with 25 other women. She would then be whittled down amongst the final 10 ladies. And, of course, her play blew them away, and she was chosen as the first female Harlem Globetrotter. She signed a 4-year contract, but she only played 2 of those years, guys, including a tour that took her back to her home state of Kansas, where she was well received. And then she would become the athletic director at Kansas City, Missouri's school district. And she held that position from 1992 to 1994. And then after initially retiring from playing basketball during her days overseas in Japan, she would then go for her stockbroker's license. And this is after the experience of playing with the Japan team, which was the Daiwa Securities team. So that piqued her interest in the world of finance. So she would get her stockbroker's license. And upon receiving it, she was hired by Magna Securities here in New York City. While living in New York City as a stockbroker, she was notified that she was being drafted in this new women's league that was formed in the U.S., which was called the WNBA. And this happened in 1997. She was drafted 10th overall in the second round by the Cleveland Rockers. So putting her stockbroking career on hiatus, and she would go back to it in the offseason, she pursued her dream of playing pro ball at home in the U.S., playing in the WNBA at the age of 38. only player that was older than her was Nancy Lieberman, who was a year older than Lynette. Her season with Cleveland, she played in 28 games. She started in 27 of those games. She would average 7.8 points per game, over 4 rebounds, 2.4 assists, and over a steal and a half per game, guys. After playing the following year with the Detroit Shock, who they got her in a dispersal draft, she decided to officially retire from playing, guys. And that was in 1998. Upon retiring, she took up coaching as an assistant at her alma mater, the University of Kansas, where she would be the assistant under her former coach, Marion Washington. She had a brief stint as a interim coach in 2004 when Marion Washington fell ill. So Lynette would fill in the coaching spot for her in her absence. She would then later become the head coach of Winthrop University, and that was in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And she was there from 2017 through 2020. And this was after she served as an assistant there, 2016. That is your story as far as Lynette Woodard goes. Now let's talk about her accolades, guys. Let's start with high school. In high school, I mentioned that she won the two state championships for the state of Kansas in 1975 and 1977. As far as her collegiate career at the University of Kansas, she played for 4 years, guys. She played in 139 games. Her average, 26.3 points per game, 12.5 rebounds, over 3 assists, and nearly 4 steals per game, guys. She led the nation in steals actually 3 times during her 4 years. She also set a single game record in rebounds with 33. She was freshman of the year in 1978. She was a Wade Trophy Award winner and a Broderick Award, which would later be called the Honda Sports Award. And she won those as a senior, guys, in 1981. She would also win Woman of the Year, award given to her by the NAACP, which she worked out of the Wichita, Kansas branch. There, she organized Big Brother, Big Sister program, as well as she did work as far as the American Cancer Society. Also, guys, she was given the NCAA Top V Award in 1982, and that is given to the best student athlete, and she's the first female student athlete to ever win that award. She also received the USA Basketball Female Athlete of the Year in 1983. Also, guys, she won Professional Sportswoman of the Year in 1986, and that was given by the Women's Sports Foundation. Her time with Team USA, 5 gold medals, guys. She won the one I mentioned in 1979 that was played in Mexico. Also, she won 1983 Pan Am Games that were played in Caracas, 1984 Olympics that were played in LA, I mentioned that, 1984 Jones Cup, and then in 1990s World Cup in Malaysia, guys. One also won silver medal, 1983 World Cup at Rio, and then a bronze medal she got in 1991 during the Pan Am Games in Havana. Her Kansas jersey, her number 31 jersey, was retired during the 1992-93 season. She was inducted into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame in 1990. She's the first woman to do so. Also in the National High School Hall of Fame a year prior, 1989. She was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in 2004 and in the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame in 2005. She also won the WBCBL Women's Pro Basketball Trailblazers Award in 2015. And this was given to 10 of the female icons in the game of basketball. And those included Lisa Leslie, Cynthia Cooper, Nancy Lieberman, and someone I actually did a player spotlight on last month, and that's Tamika Catchings. So, guys, that is my player spotlight on Lynette Woodard. And as we know, guys, just recently, Caitlin Clark passed her, and it was a big celebration. In fact, Lynette went down for her last game as a senior at the University of Iowa, and she was so well received by the fans there. It was great watching it, guys, that she was getting all this love and admiration. And it's funny because you have Caitlin Clark, a Midwest girl, breaking the record of a Midwest girl in Lynette Woodard. So kind of a passing of the torch, if you will. So guys, just want to say, Lynette Woodard, we salute you. We thank you for your contribution to the game of basketball, all the greatness you brought to the court and off it as well, being such an ambassador of the game and such a gracious pro through and through. We just salute you. We thank you for your contribution to the game, and we wish you well in your future endeavors. So with that said, guys, that is it for this episode. As always, I thank you for listening. Like I said, I wanted to do this special episode. I'll get back to the weekly recap. Actually, I got one on tap for us, so that'll be coming to you very soon. All right, with that said, I thank you for listening as always, and we'll talk soon. Take care. Hello, guys. Thank you so much for following and supporting the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. You can find us at allthingsbasketballwithgd.com. Also, you can email us at sportsdudegd@gmail.com. You can find us on YouTube, All Things Basketball GD. Like or comment on our videos there. You can follow us on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. You can follow me on all podcast platforms, including Spotify and Apple, where you can leave a review. Support us, guys, at my donate page on my website. There I have a Buy Me a Coffee button, PayPal button, and a Spotify button. Also, you can cash at me, $GD, that sports dude. Thanks again for listening, and take care.